Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN's At the Track, the show that covers the roots of racing. PRN's At the Track is presented by Profabrication Headers and Exhaust, quality that wins. By Mahindra Tractors. Find a dealer at MahindraUSA.com. Mahindra, the official tractor of tough. And by O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. Now here's the host of PRN's At the Track, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN's At the Track. I'm Lenny Baticki. Coming up in this show, we'll get the update on this season's happenings at Tulip Thunder Bowl from Jared Martin. Then we'll speak with NASCAR Truck Series racer and Dirt Modified winner Austin Wayne Self. Then we'll have a conversation with Dirt Late Model team owner, Dirt Late Model driver, mortician, and the man behind the lively entertainment now happening at Moberly Speedway, Reed Millard. But first, let's get to our O'Reilly Auto Parts What's Hot. O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. Southern Illinois, DeCoin, indoors, Terry Reed gets the winged open victory. In Pennsylvania, at BAPS, it was Dwayne Howard and Tanner Jones. Rico Abreu wins the World of Outlaws NOS Energy Sprint Cargo at Lincoln Speedway. Sealands Grove, Mike Maresca and Joe Toth victorious. And joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline, the promoter, the PR guy, the guy that, takes care of all the behind-the-scenes stuff that makes things happen at Tulip Thunder Bowl, Jared Martin. Jared, before we even get going with the interview, help the folks in Radioland understand, where is this track at and what do you race there?
It's actually in my backyard in Columbus, Indiana. We kind of all got together at KKM and made something fun for us to do, and we got time. It's hard that we race all the time, but it's still a job, so it's cool to have a little hobby, race some RC cars when we have some time off.
So they race micros and midgets with KKM, mainly midgets there at Keith Coons Motorsports, and then have this RC track that is Southern Indiana's premier backyard invitational RC dirt oval, as it is proclaimed on their Twitter handle, Tulip Thunder Bowl. And we're on the profabrication.com hotline with Jared Martin. Jared, this track, I guess it's like three seasons into it now, and you've had guys like Buddy Kofoid and Dason Pursley and Tate Gurney and many others race there. How's this vibe feel? It looks like this place is just knockout fun to be at. What's it like when you're really there?
It's actually pretty hectic trying to run along the show, and everybody's hanging out and having a good time. That's obviously the most important part. And we get everybody's pretty hardcore racers to the core, so sometimes it gets a little serious, and sometimes it gets everybody gets tense. But for the most part, it's fun, and it's cool to kind of bring everybody together in an environment that's not necessarily work or not necessarily a serious night at the track. We can all just kind of hang out and have a good time is really what it's about.
The real grassroots of racing. The Keith Coons Motorsports team having fun with Jared Martin, the promoter, owner, PR guy, probably even picks up the trash if anybody would dare to leave any in his backyard at Tulip Thunder Bowl, Southern Indiana's premier backyard invitational RC Dirt Oval, Columbus, Indiana. And you've got some more races yet to go. You had one already. Who ended up winning that, and what kind of night was it the first night of the season?
Oh yeah, Tanner Ashmore, he walked away with it. He's a ringer around here. He's got a lot of RC experience, so everybody's chasing him right now. But it was a little bit cold out there that night, so we rushed through the program. Track conditions weren't quite the best. We had a little reconfiguration going on, and we're still trying to figure out the best way to make the track racy. But we had to cancel our most recent show because it's still pretty cold outside, so we're going to keep pushing it until we can get some nice weather and hopefully have some good racing.
How about our guy Caleb Weirich, the defending series champion? Was he there? Did he put up a battle with this Ashmore kid?
He was there. He ran second. So, I think at this point, Tanner's in his own league. It's going to take a lot of work and somebody to put their head down and catch him. But if anybody can do it, it'll be Caleb, our two-time champ.
We're on the line with the promoter of Thunder or Tulip Thunder Bowl in Columbus, Indiana. That's Southern Indiana's premier backyard invitational RC Dirt Oval, Jared Martin. He's on the profabrication.com hotline. Speaking of profabrication, headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, just a click of a mouse away at profabrication.com. And, you know, as far as events coming up over the next few weeks, what have you got going on?
We've got the all the classics, the Fender equipment rental race. It's always a barn burner. We've got some things that will be announced here pretty soon, hopefully. And other than that, we kind of just play it by ear. So, well, like know. I said, it's most important things having fun and keeping these guys all together.
How about track prep there? Is this a dirt oval? How many feet is it, your track? How big?
I think our corner radiuses are about 9 feet. Track's probably 4 or 5 foot wide, maybe 6 foot wide, depending on where you are.
So who's track prep?
We kind of share everything as the night goes on. I usually do most of it before everybody shows up. You know, most of the guys are working on their RC cars or, you know, kind of got other stuff going on. We've got a nice sharp metal rake. We really need to get this thing opened up. We can let that thing eat in there, or we've got some thinner plastic rakes. We've got an actual gas-powered tiller, courtesy of Bender Equipment Rental. So if we really need to get it opened up, or we need to move some dirt around, we can bust that thing out.
And, you know, at Charlotte Motor Speedway here, we like the roval idea. Any chance we could get you to cut a groove into the middle and maybe, you know, change the configuration for one race late in the season?
Some of these guys have been pushing for that for quite a while, whether it's add some jumps or around the wrong direction. But I'm pretty satisfied. Just can barely make it around four turns as it is, so I'm not sure we can add too many more.
So much fun. Tulip Thunder Bowl, Southern Indiana's premier backyard invitational RC Dirt Oval. Check them out on Twitter. A great follow, a fun place. And promoter Jared Martin, thank you for spending time with us on the profabrication.com hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your engine against sludge and wear with a synthetic oil change. O'Reilly Auto Parts has 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for $35.95. Plus, get 2x O Rewards points. Our professional parts people can recommend the supplies you need, including a filter, funnel, shop towels, drain pans, and more. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is Tony Stewart. You know me as a champion and a tough competitor, so I'm excited to partner with Mahindra Tractors, the official tractor of Tough and Stewart Haas Racing. This year, you'll find NASCAR Cup Series driver Chase Briscoe on the track in our number 14 Mahindra Tractors Ford Mustang, and you'll find me driving a Mahindra tractor on my own land. So cheer on the number 14 Mahindra Tractors car, then race into your local Mahindra dealer or visit MahindraUSA.com. Tell them Smoke sent you.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Speedway Children's Charities was really started out of a really sad time in life for our family. My young brother died as an infant, and you know, out of that pain came the desire for my parents to do something to help children. My mom and dad weren't really happy with just giving money to an organization. They really wanted to be more hands-on and see that, you know, every dollar was put to the best use.
We take charities that otherwise may not get the attention from other donors, and we provide funds to them.
At Speedway Children's Charities,
our mission is simple.
Help every child we can.
Because all children
deserve joy
and hope
and love.
And if one child is still in need,
then there's still work to do.
Because their future
is our future.
And there's still so much they can teach us.
Visit SpeedwayCharities.org.
By Mahindra Tractors. Find a Mahindra tractor at MahindraUSA.com. Mahindra, the official tractor of Tough. Welcome back to PRN's At the Track. Joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline, Austin Wayne Self. Yes, You may have seen him racing in his truck, does a lot of that, has ran Xfinity Series, now running a dirt modified when he's not in those other two for AM Racing and picking up a victory at one of racing's most historic tracks in the Carolinas, Harris Speedway. David Pearson and Richard Petty have won at that track back in the day when it was a paved track. Hey, Austin, did you ever hear anything about that? You know, what's it like to put your name on a list at a racetrack with guys like Pearson and Petty?
Yeah, it's awesome. I didn't put that together until after I'd left the racetrack and was browsing some of their social media, laying in bed. But you know, I did see a picture of Richard Petty at the racetrack, and you know, it is interesting when you pull up the Harris Speedway. It really has that grassroots feel. I mean, it feels historical, you know. So you know, and of course the fans, everybody there, you can tell it's a place that means a lot to the community there, and you know, they love racing at that racetrack, and you know, for me, it was really cool to be able to dive into some of the history, and then I guess at the same time, you know, I was able to put my name on that list there, and you know, so
it'll be etched in there forever. Our guest on the profabrication.com hotline, Austin Wayne Self, picking up a win at one of NASCAR's historic grassroots tracks, Harris Speedway, raced the Cup Series back in the day with David Pearson and Richard Petty, amongst those that were stars at that track like they were at others. But you had to earn this victory, Austin Wayne. I understand that in the Dash, the six-shooter Dash, as they call it, in the American Racer Modified Tour Division, that something went on and there was some damage on your car. What was that moment like, and how did you and the crew get this thing back together?
One of the reasons I love dirt track racing is the racetracks, it's very rarely the same every time you show up. And so I'd only been to Harris Speedway once before, and this was back early on in my dirt days, which was, you know, a year and a half, 2 years ago in 2021. So I showed up back then, and the racetrack was smooth. Unfortunately, you know, I got involved in an incident that took us out, but we showed up this time, you know, prepared for the racetrack to be silky smooth. And Friday night it had rained, and the track promoters did a great job getting the track worked in so we could even go racing. But the track was way different. It was rough. You had holes in the racetrack, which sometimes it's not the best thing ever. You know, early in the night for us, it didn't work out for us. We had hit one of those holes with the right rear, and had thrown the drive shaft out of there. You know, the J bar was all messed up. So we got the tow truck, pulled us off. We spent the rest of the time we had
now Austin, trying to get the Austin. You say we now. I know you're one of those NASCAR drivers. You've ran at the big tracks with the truck teams and the Xfinity teams. Is the we them working on it, or is Austin Wayne Self in that underneath the car on the wet ground trying to work on it too?
I was trying to work on it a little bit. I'm not going to sit here and tell you I was the ringleader of the whole deal, but you know, I got the rivet gun out and I was fixing those whatnot. But yes, you're right. I am a NASCAR guy, and I do trust, and I have some great guys that are working on the car. So I trust them putting, you know, fixing the drive shaft, putting everything in there. I'm handing them tools, and I trust them to tighten everything up, get everything ready to go. So yeah.
But
you're half right.
You weren't back in the motor coach sipping on a libation and just having the pinky out. You were in there trying to get with the boys, and that's what's cool about our guest, Austin Wayne Self of the ProFabrication.com hotline. Speaking of ProFabrication, headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, just a click of a mouse away at ProFabrication.com. I understand you've in your NASCAR days, even ran errands to ProFab. You know, did you use ProFab on those cars and trucks?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I was full time driver and part time parts guy. So I used to take some trips down to ProFab, and the guys here in the shop would always tell me to pick up candy bars. And so I'd go down there, and they'd have the headers for me. I'd ask for candy bars, and they'd look at me like I was crazy. So I couldn't. I really wanted one of the candy bars too. I heard they were the best ever. I don't know if the guys were telling me to pick up a left-handed wrench and some candy bars, or if those candy bars are real, but I still to this day I've been thinking about those candy bars.
Well, Andy Garris from over at ProFab Headers, when you hear this, Andy, you need to get our guy Austin Wayne Self and his crew some of those candy bars for the great work they did coming out of the Dash. How did the feature go? I know it ended up fine. You won it, but did you have to slice and dice to get there?
Yeah, we had a pretty stacked field, 20 cars there that night. We had just gotten that thing back on the ground when it was time to line up. And fortunately with the Dash, where we ended up breaking, we were able to start six because of the Dash, right? So we had started six. Of course, you had Bobby Jones and Jeff Robinson up front, which are some heavy hitters in the 602 modified scene around here in the Carolinas. And so we had some work cut out for us. We were able to get up there and get behind the guys. And then, it came down to restarts, because of the cautions, which, I think was great. I was having a blast. Me and Jeff were going back and forth. I'd dive underneath them, slide up, take the high line from them. He'd come back underneath me and, we'd do it for 2-3 laps and the caution would come out and we'd re-rack, try it again. We did about 3 times. And I think the last time I finally was able to take the line away well enough to keep them behind me. And we had such an awesome car that we worked on in the shop with Buck Stevens and Daniel. And of course, with the support of AM Racing, this new venture on the dirt side that I've convinced them is a great route to go. We had a car that was on fire. So once we got the lead, I had a good feeling we might be able to finish this thing out. And of course we did. We were able to get the check trophy and bring her home.
And finish he did. Austin Wayne Self, our guest of the ProFab Hotline, winner at the American Racer Modified race at Harris Speedway last weekend. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
Whether your engine runs daily or only when you need it, C-Max Micro Lubricant is the force you need against carbon buildup that can damage your engine. Combustion causes carbon and other harmful deposits to build up on your engine, fuel system, and transmission. And carbon is like sandpaper rubbing against your engine's internal parts. You don't want that. You want C-Max Micro Lubricant. It soaks into metal and keeps your vehicle running at peak performance. Find out more at zmax.com or visit us on Facebook and Twitter. Protect your engine to the max with C-Max.
O'Reilly.
Need new wiper blades but not sure which ones are right for you? The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. We'll show you options for your vehicle and even install your new wiper blades for free. Right now, save $10 per pair on Bosch Focus wiper blades so you can see better in any weather. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
There's more at the track in just a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You think of all the things that really just in the last 25 years have happened, the champions that we've seen. That's what I think is really cool about it.
I just believe the addition of Kyle Busch to RCR and what I saw at the tail end of last year, I think Austin Dillon could win 3 or 4 races this year.
When I think of somebody that's a mortal lock, I think of somebody that has great consistency. And there are only 4 drivers right now that have been in 5 championship 4 playoff races.
That's Fast Talk right here on PRN.
The Coca-Cola 600 represents everything that's great about America. It's 600 miles of wheel-to-wheel NASCAR action and heart-pounding excitement from sunup to sundown. It's a salute to the troops on Memorial Day weekend. It's a fun family outing for fans of all ages. Visit charlottemotorspeedway.com to get your tickets today. Kids get in for just $10. The Coca-Cola 600 on Memorial Day weekend.
O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people, in-store or online at O'ReillyAuto.com. Welcome back to PRN's At The Track. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, dirt late model team owner, driver, and now promoter of Moberly Motorsports Park in central Missouri, Reed Millard. Hey, Reed, welcome to the show. And I don't want to do your day job a disservice. Can we start there? Tell the folks what you do to kind of make the rest of the time in your life go by so.
Sure, Lenny. Hey, first of all, thanks for having me on your show and look forward to the minutes we have here. But in my daytime, I'm a funeral director. I actually still do embalming. A lot of people ask about that. I don't know why, but we have a great staff, so it allows me to go racing. But I know a lot of people, so I do a lot of funerals, and I like to be there when I know somebody, and the families appreciate that. But my staff allows me to go out and enjoy some racing throughout the year.
Reed Millard, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline, mortician, team owner, driver, and now the lively entertainment director, I guess you would say, in Central Missouri, is the promoter of Moberly Motorsports Park. And is this the track that last year we saw have the Wiener Nationals? Did you do that?
So the Wiener Nationals, our track, we put in a 501c3 for you guys that don't know what that is. That's a not-for-profit. So our idea is to build that and build on people volunteering that like racing, but also education. And what we're doing with the 501c3, every big race we have, our goal is to donate some $10,000 or more to some sort of local charity.
Wow. Reed Millard, the promoter at Moberly Motorsports Park in Central Missouri, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline, taking kind of a different idea, molding the business acumen that he has from years and years and now into a racetrack. And one of the things that I saw, Reed, that, you know, you're really working on a time schedule, on an entertainment. What can you tell us about that process that the fans would see at Moberly come this summer when you guys race again?
Well, we'll have, we're going to do something a little different just to keep local racing. We're going to have 10 nights of local racing where we'll have four classes each night. We'll start early in the evening, but we'll be out of there. Our goal is 9:30. And then we get out of there at 9:30, then, you know, people can go back. They got kids. It's on a weeknight. They got to work the next morning. But then we'll have certain big shows, but in our big shows, most of those will, like the Wiener Nationals, will, our business model includes a big concert stage on the inside of the pits facing towards the grandstands. And my idea is we only have two classes that night, and then we put a lot of entertainment up on stage. So, like, if there has to be some track prep, you may see Michael Jackson doing a performance while the graders going down the front straightaway.
Wow. So. That would be wild to see. And I think I've seen a picture or two on the internet of just what our guest Reed Millard is saying as he is discussing the entertainment side of being a promoter at Moberly Motorsports Park in Central Missouri. And speaking of profabrication, Headers exhaust all the parts and pieces that go with it, just a click of a mouse away at profabrication.com. And you mentioned those local nights. Is that Tuesday trophy night? And isn't there a bit of a risk involved in promoting on Tuesdays? We don't see a lot of other promoters doing it, but the ones that do seem to have found a niche where they are. What made you go to Tuesdays?
So on Trophy Tuesday, we'll have soft serve ice cream and popcorn in the infield. So we'll have, you know, a pit party before the night starts. And then once the night gets ready to start, we have a big giant siren they used to use for, like, when there was a fire in a little town. So we'll blow that. Everybody goes back up in the stands if you don't have a hot pit pass. But we want everybody to bring their kids early and enjoy that part of it. Then we'll get them back up in there. And then we will only have the hot lap time trial to the hot laps. We'll set only two heats. So if you got 20 cars, it'll be 10 cars. If you got 30, it's going to be 15 cars each. We're not doing an all-night race. This is Tuesday night racing to let the local guys come out, run their cars, get back home, get up to work the next day. So that night, we're out of there by 9:30.
Wow. Reed Millard, promoter at Moberly Motorsports Park in Central Missouri, coming at it in a fan-friendly, entertaining mindset as he provides racing to that area just north of Columbia, Missouri. And he is our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. When we mention Wiener Nationals, we mean wieners like hot dogs, right? And don't you have the hot dog, the Oscar Mayer mobile at your place every now and then? What's that? What's with that?
Well, so, you know, we're coming up with a name for our race. Like, if you're down in Florida during the wintertime, maybe they call it the Winter Nationals or the Diamond Nationals down at Lucas. So we knew it had to be something Nationals. Oscar Mayer's hot dog plant is located here at about 20 minutes from the racetrack. And it's not the home for the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile, but it's the only hot dog factory they have in the United States and the only one they had in the world. And so we were able to secure that. That's our pace car for the race. They do a static presentation before the race where the kids can come up and look inside. And they get a little wiener dog whistle. I don't know if you've seen that before, but it's really cool. And then we pull all the cars out for the late model race, and they have the Wienermobile, and it circles around a couple times while we're doing our parade laps.
Wow. Moberly Motorsports Park, an entertainment destination in central Missouri. And the promoter and late model team owner, late model driver, Reed Millard, our guest of the profabrication.com hotline. So I would imagine you're going to have hot dogs there in the refreshment stand. Have you got anything else that if we come hungry, that we should be on the lookout for?
I would say we're the most unique because we at least have 12 food trucks.
Oh,
and the reason for that is we want everybody to come that comes, because this track, we were hoping to have 1,200-1,500 people to the race that night, because usually they have like 600-700 during a weeknight. We thought we could get 1,200-1,500. We ended up having between 4,500 and 5,000. It was a huge night. It may not be big compared to NASCAR, but for Moberly, Missouri, that was the biggest crowd they ever had at the track.
Reed, we'll leave it there. Reed Millard, our guest of the profabrication.com hotline, Moberly Motorsports Park. You can check them out on Facebook and get out there and see them on a Tuesday night or on their other weekend race nights. Thanks for joining us, fans. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Don't risk getting stranded with a bad battery. Let the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts test your battery for free. If it needs to be replaced, get up to a $15 O'Reilly gift card after rebate with purchase of select SuperStart batteries. For power, performance, and reliability, choose SuperStart batteries at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is Tony Stewart. You know me as a champion and a tough competitor, so I'm excited to partner with Mahindra Tractors, the official tractor of Tough and Stewart Haas Racing. This year, you'll find NASCAR Cup Series driver Chase Briscoe on the track in our number 14 Mahindra Tractors Ford Mustang, and you'll find me driving a Mahindra tractor on my own land. So cheer on the number 14 Mahindra Tractors car, then race into your local Mahindra dealer or visit MahindraUSA.com. Tell them Smoke sent you.
We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hi, it's PRN's Brad Gilley. Did you know you could take PRN with you anywhere? That's right. By downloading the PRN mobile app, you can listen to our live race broadcast from anywhere. Make sure you don't miss a second of the action from the track. Download today for station listings and on-demand access to your favorite studio shows like Fast Talk, The Pit Reporters, or Garage Pass. Get all the latest racing information at your fingertips with the PRN mobile app, available in the Apple App Store and on Google Play.
Hi, this is Brad Keselowski. Thanks for listening to Kathy Martindale and Paul Shad on ZMAX Racing Country.
Let's go to Nashville. It's Kathy and Gary Allen.
What are your de-stressors?
Chiropractor's huge for me. To me, that's like a massage.
What do they work on you?
My neck, my back. Because I fly a lot, I feel like up in between my shoulders is always really tight and from playing guitar.
ZMAX Racing Country. Music from the past.
Brought to you by Mahindra Tractors. Find a Mahindra dealer at MahindraUSA.com. Mahindra, the official tractor of Tough. Skyline Speedway at Ohio is going to be open this weekend. Davenport, Iowa's got Thal Brawl. Quincy Speedway, they've got their big mall show happening this weekend. The MMSA is at Brownstown. BAPS will be hosting races on Sunday. And for all of us at the Performance Racing Network, I'm Lenny Baticki, and we'll see you next time at the track. So long.
PRN's At the Track was presented by Profabrication Headers and Exhaust, quality that wins. By Mahindra Tractors. Find a dealer at MahindraUSA.com.
Mahindra, the official tractor of Tough. And by O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.